Ever since UBS admitted to helping American clients evade taxes, for which it was fined a whopping $780 million and forced to hand over the banking data of thousands of clients, observers have been predicting the demise of the Swiss banking sector and its coveted banking secrecy laws. This week, the sector suffered another blow as the United States upped the ante and charged Switzerland's oldest private bank, Veglen, with conspiring to help US clients hide some $1.2 billion in assets from the taxman. The move came just a week after Veglen, which was founded in 1741, bowed to the pressure resulting from charges against three senior executives, and sold off its Swiss business, worth 22 billion francs, in an effort to insulate it from the US attacks. In its latest indictment, the US Justice Department accuses Veglen of having actively courted the US business lost by UBS in 2009 and deliberately setting out to open new, undeclared accounts for American clients. Heavy stuff. So I asked Swiss Info's business correspondent Matt Allen about the implications of the events which have engulfed Veglen. Matt, how significant are these latest charges?
Well, this is the first time that the US authorities have ever charged a foreign bank with such criminal activities. And it's sending out a very clear message to all of the Swiss banks that if you don't resolve this soon, then you're going to be the next one and your head is going to be on the block. So it follows a pattern that the US authorities have been following for the last few years. First of all, they identify the tax evaders. Then they identify the people who helped them inside the bank. Then they charge those people. And if they can prove that this was an institutional aiding and abetting of tax evasion, then they go for the institution itself. They nearly did so with UBS a few years ago, but UBS, thanks to the Swiss government, came up with a deal to stop this from happening. But Veglen, no such deal possible. They've been charged. Very serious implications for the financial institution of Switzerland.
Okay. And there are 11 other banks, Swiss banks, which are subject to US investigations. What do you think this latest move means for them?
Well, it seems pretty clear that the US is trying to pick them off one by one. They went with Veglen, which was actually one of the smallest banks, and one that had a peculiar arrangement whereby the partners were legally liable to losses. So perhaps that may have influenced their decision to sell up rather quickly. The other banks are all a little bit bigger. We're talking about Credit Suisse, Julius Baer, some of the cantonal banks. We're also talking about some foreign banks, Israeli banks, who have operations in Switzerland, in HSBC, the British bank, which has a private banking operation. So they're not all Swiss, but they're certainly headquartered in Switzerland. Now, what this means is, can Switzerland find a resolution that covers them all? Can they find a catch-all resolution which makes this problem go away, which the government is trying to do? If they can't, then the US authorities are going to go after these banks and try and either get them to settle out of court individually, in which point they can get further concessions, or they'll go for the full criminal prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the other thing we saw this week was the finance minister, Swiss finance minister, Evelyn Widmer-Schlumpf, who handed over encrypted data to US tax authorities relating to these ongoing investigations. What do you think she was trying to achieve by doing so?
Well, what she was trying to achieve was to achieve this catch-all resolution to mm-hmm. the problem, a united front, a united defence against this US attack, as it's seen in Switzerland. And hopefully by allowing this concession, and let's not forget that, so let's go back a few years, UBS data was handed over to the US authorities a few years ago in 2009, which has solved that problem. I think they're rather hoping that this would do pretty much the same, which would the US authorities would be happy with this. It's a way of trying to give some concessions while maintaining what's left of the Swiss banking secrecy culture and laws.